This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. There have been food safety regulations since at least the time Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
Our Creator did not instruct them to cook their raw milk before consuming it.
And for the third year in a row, there was a bill to allow the sale of raw milk. Senator Eric LaFleur is the author.
We're talking about a very, very limited scope for the sale of milk, and it just makes it legal for them to buy it in very, very small quantities from their neighbor.
Louisiana is one of only six states that prohibits the sale of raw milk. Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain gave data from the CDC to explain why he believes pasteurization, heat treatment of milk, should remain the law.
Across the United States, less than 1% of the milk is unpasteurized, resulting in 70% of the outbreaks and 13 times more hospitalization.
Senator LaFleur protested.
Is there a danger in drinking raw milk? I guess there's a danger eating raw oysters. There's a danger of me buying eggs from Governor Edwards. There hasn't been an outbreak or a death in 30 years in Louisiana. 30 years.
Strain responded.
We've been pasteurizing milk since the 1920s and 1930s when 50,000 people a year died from consumption of raw milk.
State Public Health Officer Dr. Jimmy Guidry was frank with the committee. He said lifting the requirement to heat treat any milk sold in Louisiana would make people sick, at the very least.
I predict in years to come, we'll be back at the table to reinstitute this requirement because we will see breakouts and we'll see deaths.
The House Ag Committee killed the bill by a vote of 8-7. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.